Ah, Mossy.
Good morning. Welcome back, Slats.
Oh, good to see you, mate. And in the meantime, you've announced you're an assistant coach at Sydney FC. How good's that? Congrats.
Yes, thanks, mate. Yeah,
That's brilliant.
We got that all finalised last week, so I'll be working alongside Stevie Corriker to assist Arnie and obviously Andrew Clark and John Crawley still
good
there.
Good setup there. So you're going to Flickers.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, mate, clearly if we don't go back-to-back this season, it'll be my fault. So,
no, I was going to say you're going to flick us.
Oh, flick you guys? No chance. No, Sydney
don't
were very
that,
accommodating,
mate.
And
brilliant, mate.
Allow me to carry on here. So unlucky.
Can I just ask? Did you negotiate with Graham Arnold, your great mate, with that deal? Because I'd like to be in a negotiation with a bloke you're really good mates with.
No,
come
no,
on.
Arnie,
give me some more dough. I need more dough, Arnie.
Arnie had nothing to do with it. He obviously, went through the process, interview process, and it was very professionally
done.
The
thing
about
mates is they bail out of that. It can influence, but it's sort of like, nah, you can't have that negotiation. Let's talk about the Socceroos, mate. It was a good result. We're out of the Confeds Cup, but 1-1, that's good against Chile.
Look, it was a good performance. And what it does is it instills a lot of confidence going forward into the two crucial World Cup qualifiers that we've got against Japan and Thailand, obviously. And particularly, I think, against Japan, because if we can go there and get a point, obviously, three would be fantastic. But to perform the way we did against the world number four in Chile this morning really gives us confidence. Ange made six changes. I think the crucial things to me that were different in this morning's performance was the energy levels. He brought in some real runners in Luongo, Irvine into midfield. He pushed Mark Milligan back into the back three, so alongside Sainsbury and McGowan. Our energy and our willingness and our conviction in the performance, that's the big word for me, conviction this morning. Jimmy was absolutely outstanding, but we also kept the ball much better. And we had genuine chances to score goals.
We had a caller, Butch, ring up and say, okay, Mile Jednak, go. Matthew Leckie, go. Robbie Cruz, go. Mark Milligan should be the new captain of the Socceroos moving forward.
Look, I did hear that caller earlier on, Jimmy. And, the football fans in Australia are getting more and more educated. And,
right.
And I thought they were all fair points.
Yeah, okay.
In my opinion, I don't agree with it. I think Mile Jednak still has a role to play in the Socceroos. I don't think we've got enough quality players playing at the top level to be able to cast aside someone like Mile, who has, his strength in our team, apart from his leadership qualities, is the fact that he breaks things up so well.
Right.
I think it's fair to say he's not the polished footballer on the ball that, some of the world's best number sixes are, but the way he breaks the play up, his physical presence, he really sweeps in front of our back line very, very well. I don't think we can cast aside a player like that who's got that experience in a World Cup year when we're trying to get to a World Cup and then perform at our very best there. I love Mark Milligan as a player and as a leader. I think he's fantastic, and I think he's had a very, very good tournament, showed his versatility again, playing at the back of midfield, then moving into the back three, which would have been foreign to him. I think the way we've built into this tournament and grown into this tournament gives us a lot of confidence moving forward. And forget the system for a moment. We've talked a lot about the back three, the back five. At the end of the day, a lot of the Australian qualities finally shone through in that performance this morning, and that's at the very minimum what we want to see from our Socceroos.
How do the semi-finals look now?
Yeah, well, Portugal will take on Chile. I think the four teams that you would expect to have got through to the semi-finals got through: Portugal v Chile and Germany v Mexico.
Yeah,
I've tipped Chile as the favourites to take the tournament out, and nothing's really changed after this morning's performance against the Socceroos. I still think in and around the box they're the most dangerous side. They had, you could call it, an off night in front of goal against us this morning. They had chances as well as us. Matty Ryan was outstanding. Some of our last-ditch defending was outstanding. But I think Chile can go all the way and win the tournament.
Okay. And A-League, mate, any players coming or going?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. The Mariners have been quite busy. They've recruited quite well. Paul Ocon's done a good job so far. The likes of Andrew Hull, Tom Hiarie, the Dutch midfielder, Alan Barrow from Melbourne Victory, Ben Kennedy from the Newcastle Jets, the goalkeeper. But one that they're chasing could make all the difference to them, Daniel De Silva, who burst onto the scene as a 16-year-old at Perth Glory, went overseas, signed in the Serie A, and then was loaned out to Roda in Holland. where he sustained osteitis pubis and was so only didn't play too many games over there. Left there in January, went through a rigorous rehabilitation campaign and also program, and also a rigorous fitness regime over the last 6 months with a guy in Melbourne called Tim Schleiger, who was famous for taking Mark Bresciano and Vince Grella in that golden generation to the very top level. He's about, by the sounds of the noises on the grapevine, about to sign with the Mariners.
Okay.
That would be a huge signing for them because he's very creative, scores goals, creates goals.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, there's a link to him back to Man United, but you're saying Harry Kane might be the target now.
That's the whispers coming out of England, Jimmy. Who would you prefer being a Man United nut and being in your red shirt this morning?
How old's Harry Kane?
Harry Kane is 26, I think. No, I think he's younger than that.
Well, how many years has Cristiano Ronaldo got left in him?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Because I'm just saying, what value? Do you want a long-term player or do you want someone like Zlatan Ibrahimovic comes in just for one season? You want Cristiano for more than that.
You might only want him for two seasons.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah.
Harry Kane's record in the Premier League is absolutely outstanding.
It's almost a goal a game or something.
Something like that over the last three or four seasons. So, you know, he's comfortable in his environment because he's kept performing for Spurs. Can he get... Yeah, and we've seen plenty of players perform at a decent-sized club, and Spurs is a big club, don't get me wrong, but it's not Manchester United.
Yeah.
Can he step up? Would he feel comfortable in a Man United shirt? Time will tell. If they do sign him, £100 million he's worth now, his signature. Quite incredible, isn't it, really?
That's so, like your assistant coaching salary, isn't it? Incredible. All right, Mossy, that's fantastic, remarkable. Mate. Good... great to
just a quick one, just so I'm not biased towards Liverpool or Manchester United for you, Jimmy. Chelsea's Antonio Conte looking to swoop at his former club Juve for two defenders, Alexandro and Leonardo Bonucci. $170 million combined for those two signatures if he gets them. He won't be too popular at Juve if he takes two of their best defenders off them.
Wow.
Roman Abramovich keeps shilling it. There you go.
The better you go, the more money you get to spend for next season.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.